is wonders we don't understand. I worked for some 3 or 4 hours studying and praying in the office, put together a beautiful lesson, I thought, of preaching and just on faith. But I don't understand sometimes what the Holy Ghost does, so I'll just let you know. I've had this iPad now for about 5 years. It does the same thing. It operates. It comes up here, sets down. I punch the code in, it opens up, and it's good. It has power, but it says it's eternally locked. So I don't have an iPad tonight. So I don't have a message tonight, but I've got a Bible. I guess he'll unlock it later. Praise God. Maybe best for your hearing tonight, because I think it was about 13 pages notes. And I just, my heart was full. But I just feel something going on in the spirit realm, and I feel like God has shifted and wanting us to direct together in unity. Are you feeling relaxed like I'm not right now? Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall. If you stand for just a minute, I want to make a statement. Brother Phillips walked out of the church the other night. We had one of those services, and he said that there was a voice speaking in the distance. Said, McLean, I don't mind. I looked at him and I said, really? He said, hold on. He said, Phillips, I don't mind. I said, oh, so I'm not that bad. He said, but McLean and Phillips, I can't handle. Now, what that means, I don't know. But I know the spirit world is upset because it can't put a handle on what God is doing in this church. Hallelujah. I believe that God wants to do something, but I just want to talk to us for a minute and see where God wants us to go. Is that all right with you? Have your Bibles turned to Job chapter 1. Verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, that was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Hated evil. There were born unto him 7 sons and daughters. And the substance of all 7 were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 5,000 yokes of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that his name was greatest in all the men of the east. Skipping all the way back down to the last, I believe it's the last chapter. I was reading and studying this last night, and I feel that I'm just going to make some remarks. I'm not saying I'm preaching here, just so you know, so stay calm. Going down to the 42nd chapter. Then Job answered the Lord and said, verse 1, he said unto the Lord, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholded from thee. I want you to hear this. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore hath I uttered that I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Here I beseech thee, and I will speak, and I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the ear, the hearing of the ear, and by mine eyes seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And the Lord turned captivity, the captivity of Job, and when he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had had before. Now, I want tonight just to start with this thought. When we are fearful of God, when we understand who God is and God's power, in verse 1 it said, and that feared God and hated evil. You may be seated. Praise God. Now tonight it's going to get noisy in that kids' class because I have taken my hat off to Sister Surge and her team. That place looked unbelievable. I'm going to tell you what, it was unreal. I said, we need photographs tonight of what's going on. I want us tonight to just hold on for a minute, may you. I don't know if I'm going to shift gears. I may stay in first and just crawl for a little while. And then we'll go home. God's not done tonight, and he's not done tonight, and it's not over tonight. The Spirit of God's here, and God can still heal, even though it's slow right now. Amen. God can heal. God can speak. This is a living word. But I believe tonight that the Holy Ghost has shifted from faith to the fact that there's something about the fear of God. I said the fear of God. We don't hear enough about heaven. We don't hear enough about hell. God knows our thoughts. He knows our intent. He knows everything about us. Do we really realize how powerful God is? When you listen and you read the story of Job, I know we focus upon God gave him two times what he had. But God had to put a righteous man, the one that was God's man, into a position to try him out. And even in the time of trial, there was questions. And Job had to repent. But I want to just focus tonight on what is it like to fear God in completeness. Do we realize God is everywhere all the time? He's omnipresent. He is omniscient, but he's everywhere. He knows my thoughts. He knows my intents. He knows my desires. Well, praise God. There's something in the spirit world where God is desiring to separate the body. The spirit world is trying to alleviate or annihilate the unity of the body. As I said at the lunch table today, I told them today, I believe it was, that I was tired. I am in the same position as Job was. I hate evil. Praise God. I'm going to just fire up and preach here tonight if you'll let me. Because something in my spirit is saying the church has got to come back to hating evil. Hating everything that's wrong. God is so powerful. He desires for the lame to walk. I know we hear it all the time. I'm going to tie this into faith tonight a little bit, but I'm just going to obey the Holy Ghost. There is something going on in my spirit, but I told him at lunch today, I said, I'm going to tell you something. Everywhere I go, I can come out of a prayer meeting, Brother Belusik, and serving God and living for God and reading the word, but everywhere I go with apostolics, with preachers, with family, with friends, I sit down and begin to talk, and everything I hear is of a bad report. I'm not getting on to anybody tonight, church. I'm here tonight to just minister. This is what the Holy Ghost wants us, where we're going. But I want us to understand the power of God. If you go back and study the Bible, and it talks about the good reports, it tells us to think on things not that are bad, not that are evil, not bad reports, but it talks about good reports. It talks about the goodness of God. It talks about the greatness of God, the power of God, the authority of God. I don't know if you've ever heard or listened to that online Bible reading, but there's something about an online Bible reading that's got the sound and the impacts. And when Job's friends was talking, but when God started speaking, he turned it over and he turned it around and he started talking to Job directly. He said, well, when you want to be like me and you are and you lift yourself up, can you control my voice as in the thunder? And the backriding of that sound in that Bible verse, the thunder crashed in the distance. And I started thinking about just a few days ago, the wind was blowing harder than it normally blows. I told Brother Gantz and Brother Phillips and Clinton today, I said, I'm tired of listening to everything that's bad. We don't understand how powerful a negative report is. I got confirmation of Brother Phillips a while ago talking to him before coming over. I said, I believe I'm going to preach on faith. And he said, well, I was too tonight. I'm not preaching on faith. I'm talking about fear of God now, because God said, let him preach on faith on Sunday. Sister McLean's not here tonight because she's tired and wore out in her body, but the Holy Ghost has confirmed it. There is spirits that's latching on to people in the church that's draining their physical strength because we have not yet exercised our authority. We have to go back first and foremost in the understanding that I've got to fear God. Before everything else, I've got to fear God. I've got to understand that God is in control of everything. Well, praise God. Job was perfect in every way. He feared God. He hated evil. But I know everybody in this building has been through trials and tribulations, but I'm going to tell you something. Not anybody in this building has ever gone through what Job went through. And Job, in that final chapter, he said, I'm going to repent in sackcloth and ashes. Man, I'm not going to say anything else, God, because you are the one, and I know who you are. And God said, that's the way I'm talking about. And he rebuked his three other friends. And he said, you got to go back to my servant Job and bring forth your sacrifice. And when they obeyed and Job offered a sacrifice through his faith and understanding who God was, God restored. I said, God restored. Let me tell somebody tonight something. The reason we're going through some things and some things are staying. Number one, we got to get back to that place where we're afraid of God. We are scared of God. We understand who God is. There's one God. One Lord. Well, Brother McLean, preach something new. I've heard that before. You better hear it, but you're going to hear it again. But till we get to that place where we are afraid of God. When we go to prayer, we don't go to prayer out of obligation, but we're afraid of God. God's in control of everything, my friend. Would you look at your neighbor and tell them something for me? And I don't want to cross lines and get anybody upset tonight, please. Do you have a neighbor by you? I'm going to do this lightly because I don't want you to get offended, but I want you to tell them, your time's coming. Now, what did I mean by that? What's the first thing that popped in your head when you told somebody your time's coming? About 150, 175 people in here. I guarantee there's probably 175 different ideas. Our time's coming. But we have a choice of what happened when our time comes. I got a choice tonight. I'm going to be as your servant Job was. I'm going to fear you and I'm going to hate evil. But when it comes time that you take everything from me, God, I am going to stand upon my ground. I am a sinner saved by grace. Woo! You're a sinner saved by grace. There's none perfected in us, but it's in Him. I feel the angel of the Holy Ghost in this building tonight. And he's saying, I want to change some things in some lives. I want to remove some things in lives. I want to transform some lives. But I got to do it when they're ready for me to do it. Quit blaming God for your problems. Quit talking about things of this world. Start focusing upon our heaven that we're going to. But we're not going to make it without fear. Let me tell you when you can know that you have arrived at the place of happiness with God. It is when you go through a trial and your trial is upmost upside down. And you can tell the Lord, thank you, God, because you're still on the throne. Thank you, God, because I know you are still God. I'm going to be transparent tonight. I'm going to tell you, I haven't arrived yet. But I'm still striving to get there. My sweetheart told me, she said, baby, when are you going to go check the church yesterday or actually Monday afternoon? I said, for what? She said, all the leaks and the problems we've been having. She said, when are you going to go check, see if the church is flooded? I said, I'm not. Sometimes our flesh gets to be hilarious. We've had leaks in the bishop's hall. We've had leaks. Water's been running. We've had to put buckets out. Sunday school building, it's just like it never stops. And I told the Lord on Sunday when they said it's going to be a storm. I said, God, you are the one in the storm. Monday morning, I told the men, I said, don't worry about coming to work. I said, just take a day and enjoy yourself and talk to God, whatever. Monday afternoon, she said, you gonna go to church? I said, nope, I'm taking a day off. I'm being funny. Some of you need to learn how to laugh. Laughter's good for your spirit. It's good for your soul. You don't need to tell us a hilarious joke to laugh. You need to look at your neighbor and laugh. Some of you need to take your glasses off and laugh. I need somebody just to bust out laughing. Thank you, Mia. That was real funny. Monday night, she said, you gonna go by the church? I said, no. It'll be there tomorrow. She didn't know what I knew. Because when I prayed, I said, God, it's yours. And I took my hands off of what's yours, and I'm not touching it. You've already told me that we're going to pay cash for the roofs. If you want the water to run into your house, it's your house anyway. I'm doing the best I can, but I'm not going to worry about it till it all comes to fruition because I know who God is. There's a little leak in there. That's fine. It don't matter. Well, hallelujah. Somebody needs to get up and say, you know what? I'm going to dance in the middle of my problem. I'm going to shout in the middle of my problem. I'm going to rejoice in the middle of my problem because fear is going to be a part of my life of who God is. I'm not going to focus on my problems. I'm going to plug up my ears to the things of this world. You can ask Brother Long and Brother Gantz. They're here tonight. The other two's not. The other one's not. Not the other two. Well, there was an angel sitting there too. He's still here somewhere. What was I telling them, man? I was telling them, I said, I'm tired of listening to things that's negative. It zaps our energy. You come out of a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. We can come out of a church service that's got God all over it. It's got angelics in here. There's things in the Spirit moving. People are getting the Holy Ghost and miracles can happen. And by the time you walk out the door before church ever closes out, somebody's talking about COVID. It's not in my notes, then, I promise you. Somebody gonna talk about their problems. Somebody go talk about the faithless people that's got to wear a mask to church. Boy, I just felt a heated fire from there. Woo. Let me tell everybody something. You live your life the way you want to. We got to quit allowing ourselves to be open to the things of persecution within the body. We got to separate ourselves. Oh, come on tonight. Brother McLean, what are you saying tonight? There's something about the fear that Job had that we got to be a typology of this and apply it to ourselves and then allow the faith that he had. We're living in a world where God gives individuals according to the desires of their heart. Holy Ghost has told me, division comes through unhappiness. Division comes through those that are not happy with life in itself because they hadn't had a relationship with Him. They hadn't allowed God to be God, and they're not afraid of God. I'm going to say it real blunt and plain because it's all over the world anyway. People are afraid of a virus more than they're afraid of God. God is in control of everything we will allow Him to have control over. Thank you, Sister Hickman. A bunch of men in here don't want to clap their hands to the Lord. Say, Pastor, you need to just get up and preach tonight and quit acting like this. Well, God knows we need to have pastoring too. Satan was permitted by God to tempt the servant of God, Job. Let me tell some of us something. Until we get fear of God again back in our life and it becomes the prominent place that when we go to prayer, it's not a patty cake prayer. It's not prayer out of the mind, but it's prayer out of the heart. Ooh, I feel something in the spirit right there. Let me give you an explanation of that. I went to prayer this afternoon. I was praying, having a good time. And boy, I was praying about some things, and God was talking, and I was listening, and then I would begin to praise and rejoice. And then the mind decided it was going to give its opinion about what was going on. Now, hear me. It don't happen to none of you spiritual people out there. But the pastor will admit it happens to me. I'm having a good time in prayer, about 2 hours in prayer in that office with the door closed, and God had been talking to me and I'd been listening and we was having communication. I just sat back and said, "Whoa, God, that feels good." And then a mind starts telling me. Well, is that the mind or is that God? You start taking your spiritual temperature and you realize real quick it's prayer then out of the mind and it's no longer anything from God. But tell somebody something. The reason you have not heard through either intuition or by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost is because you're living for God from the ability of your mind. When he said this kind cometh about by prayer and fasting, fasting crucifies the flesh, which is a part of the mind. But when we pray, we've got to pray with a willingness to understand that God knows our thoughts. You ever try to tell somebody something but kind of make it sound good? You know what I'm talking about? You know them little white lies? What's the difference between a white and a black? You just might as well tell him, "God, I'm going to lie to you anyway, so that's the way it is." You know it all anyway. Do we realize the power of God? Are we operating as a servant of God or a servant of the flesh of the world? Job had it in perfection. But I love what happened when it came to that end part of the chapter. That God forgave him because of his position and his attitude. His brokenness, even though God had taken all that he had, except one thing. And that was there to try to complete the failure of Job. Why don't you curse God and die? And Job did what a lot of men need to do. Shut up. I said it online. Let me just paraphrase that. Some women need to tell their husband, "You little faithless wimp, shut up." Are there any kids in here? Don't you dare tell your mama that. Felt pretty good, laughed at it. But he said it out of his expression, the way he turned around and said, "I'm not going to curse God. Though he kill me, I'm not cursing. I'm not going to leave where I stand strongly in my position with God." I feel the Spirit raising up in here, and I'm telling you right now, I've got dominion over this service, and it's not going to stand. I'm telling you, you're either going to live for God, honey, because what's coming is going to be far worse than what's already here. We're not going to correct what's going on in this world now, my friend. Did you hear me? I said, we're not going to correct what's going on in this world. How do you know that, Brother McLean? Because there's a typology in Sodom and Gomorrah. There comes a time when God says, that's it. But it's up to the church of the living God. This is what's disturbing, Pastor McLean, is there's so many people caught up in living life that they don't have their focus upon the fear of God and what's coming in the after. There's going to be a heaven and there's going to be a hell. There's going to be those that's saved and there's those that's not saved. Are you going to be one like Job that can fall on your face and say, "I am a sinner"? Now look at your neighbor and tell them, I'm going to heaven. I didn't do it. I said, I'm going to heaven. To our friends tonight, Pastor McLean, normally don't act this way, but I'm just here tonight. That's where I'm staying. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. David didn't stop there. I will sing praises in thy name, O thou most high. I need to tell somebody right now, somebody in this building's going through something and you just happy griping about your problem. Nay, nay, you got to put your foot down. You got to put a foundation down. Well, hallelujah. I guess I'm only putting it a little plainer tonight. God is not going to drag any one of us into heaven. Come on. When we say, I'm not going, even though he's God and can do all things, he will not usurp our will. Brother McLean, I'm here at church tonight and I'm listening to you gripe at me. I'm not griping at you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to lead you. I want all of us to go to heaven and be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But I'm here to tell you, we're not going to patty cake our way to heaven. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in fire. What's that song saying? It's keeping me alive. Well, it is all over me, but it's keeping me alive too. Sister Dee knows everything. I'm telling you, she don't forget nothing. She quotes the whole Bible. I love it. There's something about the Spirit that wants to try to put all against the church, against one another. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Come on, be honest with me now. He's watching. You looking? Yeah. This week, since Sunday night, how many of you can tell Pastor McLean and everybody in this building, with the uplifting of your hand, you hadn't heard one negative thing all week long? Well, I guess I'll go a little further, Brother Blusick. I'm going to ask anybody, if anybody in this building tonight since Sunday coming to church, have you not said one negative thing all week long? I'm backing up a little bit in case lightning strikes. Come on, lift your hand. You hadn't said one negative thing all week. Thank you, brother. You didn't know what was going on. You with me, Bo. I know how we're connected. See what I'm talking about? The flesh reacts within the environment of the circumstances where the humanity is living in. There's got to raise up within us that old bulldog tenacity that I know who God is. I understand God's on the throne. He made it all. He created it all. And he's going to finish it all. I'm talking to the mind of every individual in this building tonight. There is something got to transform our minds and create in us a likeness of servitude and a fear of God that Job had. When I'm in the world, I'm not going to be a part of the world. praise and worship and adoration to everybody that's got to speak it. That's why I tell him, Brother Phillips, we've sat there talking and we'd have been at that table 10 minutes. Maybe 15. We was at Savannah's eating a good gluten-free sandwich. Man, it's good. I start talking about food and everybody's going to shut down the spirit realm. And in about 15 minutes of talking and listen to us talk, we're all agreeing about negative things. And I, in my carnal flesh, I'm like, God, I just told you yesterday and this morning in prayer that I'm arguing with the flesh. I'm arguing with my mind. I'm like, I don't want... tired of listening to junk all the time. People in the world don't want to hear trash. That's all they ever hear. You can't go on the internet, look at any news. It's like, oh, there's a storm coming. It's 4,000 foot waves. It's going to blow the earth away. COVID's done this or that. And it's everything's this. And it's lies, lies, lies. The flesh gets all infatuated. Infatuated. I hope they don't get flatuated. I'm going to make some of you laugh. You dried up things. You're going to crack if you try to walk out of here without humoring yourself with a smile. You're so dry you couldn't be used for wood. You'd vaporize at the match light. Maybe some God, you may need to give some flatuation. I've had some people say that before. You shouldn't talk like that in church house. You shouldn't make jokes at the church house. This is the house of God. You better believe it. But you got to get somebody loosened up. Sometimes you get to hold of a bolt that's all rusted and corroded and so formed up with the threads not even available, you can't break it. You got to get something to break it up with. I'm trying to stir somebody's mind and get you to understand. You can pray out of the mind, which you've been doing, but you got to start praying from your heart, and you've got to start walking with God, and you've got to say, I'm going to be in the world, but I'm not going to be an instrument of the world. I'm going to be separate. I am going to be different. I am going to be a child of God. I'm going to heaven. Quit praying for your miracle. Whew, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling somebody, quit praying for your miracle. Quit praying for that part of yourself where there's a selfish thing in you and start praying, God, I want what's best for me. But more than anything, I want to go to heaven. I want to help somebody get to heaven. I want to be a soul winner. We got to quit focusing on ourselves and focus on the church of God and what He has for the church in this last hour. I'm hurrying. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. But the Lord shall endure forever. And he that prepareth his stone for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Let me tell everybody something tonight. You've got to go back to what David said. I will praise thee, O Lord. But it didn't just stop with, I'll praise you, Lord, with my whole heart. There's a place in the spirit that God has got some of us headed. And there's some things that's going to pass away in this world that's not going to be important anymore. Musicians, you can come. I'm professing to close. I know it's different tonight. But the Holy Ghost is wanting to change and transform. I want to tell somebody something in the spirit. You better quit listening to some thoughts. And you got to find out what's God and what's the flesh. Well, Pastor, I can't tell the difference. You can't tell the difference because you are not in balance with Him. You get back in fear of God, you'll know the difference from what's right and wrong. We can't be in the world and be a part of Him. I know we got to be in the world, but He said, come out and be separate. Be in the world, but not of the world. The world is desiring for something to be different within us. That joy unspeakable that the Holy Ghost gives us, we're to have that and carry it with us. In a humorous way, I want to close tonight with these words. In the morning, no, I'm going to back up tonight when service is over. If somebody walks up to you and starts to tell you something bad, I'm not going to say that S word, you know. Don't tell them that. I want you to tell them something good. Whoa, don't tell me that. I don't need to know. Reverse the conversation and turn it into a good conversation. How are we going to help each other have that faith and move into the realm of the supernatural with God if all we hear is negative? Job sat there with three friends, and they sat there. The Bible tells us they sat there 7 days without speaking a word. That was a boring conversation. Bless you. That was a boring situation. But then when they started talking, everything was about the things that had happened. And trying to figure it all out with their mind and with their knowledge and with words. And God says, hey, you bunch of dum-dums. You got to stop that. And Job had to repent. It's time for some of us to repent. Hear me now. We got to stop our ears up. You know, we got to get a code. Maybe some of you are just going to really be mad at me tonight. We're still in revival. We're having revival. I'm telling you, we're having revival. God is doing some things. Spirits has already been broken. Some conversations we go to around Christians, we got to turn around and just say, you know what? Pastor, I'm going to do that. Then do it more eloquently. Hold on, whoa. Hey, y'all, what are we talking about? This is not a good report. I don't want to think on things that's not good. Come on, guys, we need to pray about this right now. We got to start taking dominion over things that are not of a good report. I didn't go into detail about Sister Phillips' sister. It's because it's in the hand of God, but we're going to keep on praying for them that God would give them peace. The love of God would pick them up, give them a safe trip over there so she could say goodbye if that's the will of God. Whatever it is, God, give them strength. My final statement is this tonight. Maybe. we're all going to pass from this life into eternity. God's the one's in control of your number. You hear me? Are you ready to go right now? I want you to think about it. Are you ready to go right now? Make sure that what your ear hears, that you can learn to dump it out and put it back on the altar and say, God, you're in control. Make sure tomorrow when God does something and allows something that he did with Job and everything you've got's gone, you can still praise him. I'm speaking to myself tonight, church. I told the men today, I said, I'm tired of hearing it. We can't change what's happening in the world, but we can change someone else's life and their hell-bound situation and turn it into a heaven situation. How does that happen? It's positive. It's the things of the Spirit. It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. I ask everybody in here, has anybody since Sunday, has anybody said anything that wasn't negative? Nobody raised their hand. I'm going to ask you another question. Has anybody here since Sunday had a prayer meeting where you got lost in the Holy Ghost and prayed until you lost everything in relationship to this world? Come on. I'm asking for a witness right now. Has anybody had a prayer meeting where you got lost in God this week since Sunday? Here it is, Wednesday night. Is there anybody in here that's got to that place? Pastor, I walked into the realm of God where there was not a question. I knew I was with him. Brother Collins, Doc, 3 or 4 people lifted their hand in an audience of over 150. Hear me. This is what Pastor's talking about. We cannot make it without having ourselves in position that we have relationship with him on a daily basis. In the upper room, they were all in one mind and one accord. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Pastor, I don't have time. Really? Really? You hear, Pastor, tonight? I love everybody in here. But it's got to be on a daily basis. If you don't have time for him, he can't do anything about it. There's 24 hours in a day, and he just wants a little time. And not prayer out of the mind, but prayer out of the heart. I walked in that room in my house and I rolled out that mat and I laid down. And when my back hit the floor and I rolled over and began to stretch my legs because my back was stiff. And I said, Lord, I love you. I felt that. I said, Lord, I need to repent because I've heard some negatives today. I need to cleanse myself before I have the honor of being in your presence. Hear me tonight, church. Every one of us has the opportunity to know who he is every day. Why do we think we're going to go to heaven? It's only 8:17. Why do we think we're going to go to heaven if we don't have time out of 24 hours a day that we can't get in relationship with him one time? Why do we want to go dance before the throne if we can't dance in the house of God? Oh, I'm talking to all of us tonight, church. How are we going to help those that's coming in that's got drug addictions and God's delivering and all the things that's going on if we can't shut our ears to the things of the flesh and stop it. I got to have him. I got to have that relationship with God. Oh, God, give us that relationship that your servant Job had. want you to bow your head tonight. I want us to pray together that God would smother us. Come on. If you have the ability to open your mouth and say something to him, maybe you just want to repent tonight just for a few minutes. Come on, there's something in the Spirit moving down deep tonight. Still early. There's folks here tonight that God's saying, hey, I'm waiting on them. I want to help everybody in this building, but I can't do it unless they let me. There's a place in the supernatural God saying, I want you to live in, but I can't drag you to that place. I want you to have my joy, but I can't give it to you unless you require it and ask it of me. Come on, some of you men need to start weeping right now. Pastor loves you, but there's a place in the Spirit that God's looking for some men to go to. And it's not once a week. It's not once a month. It's once every day. It may be two times a day. It may be three times a day. There's a relationship with God that we got to go to. Come on, women. You can't be afraid to pray and lift up your voice, because what are you going to do when you get to that throne room with God? How can we profess something that we don't possess? I feel the deliverer in here tonight. I feel the healer in this building. Well, say it out loud. If you need a renewing in the Holy Ghost, God's here to give a renewing tonight. But you got to make up your mind. I'm not going to leave this building until I get it. You need a healing in your body. Just come up here and get lost in the Holy Ghost. And tell God, I'm not worried about my body anymore, God. I'm worried about the temple of the Holy Ghost. Come on, church. I feel something deep in the Spirit. I know we're not bouncing off the walls now, but the Spirit is in this building right now. And he said, I'm here to do something big. I'm waiting on somebody to move. There's a couple of men in the altar. My hat's off to you, gentlemen. But there's more that God wants to do something for tonight. It's still early, church. It's still early. We may not have a tomorrow. Tonight the trumpet may sound. Are you ready to go? Have you got lost with God in the Holy Ghost? Have you prayed till you know that doubts are gone from your mind? Pastor, I don't want to go to heaven tomorrow. I got to have a few more days on this earth. No, this whole world's going away. We don't have no control, my friend. Come on, saints, come on. Come on. I'm not going to push you. It's up to you to get in that place with him. Your job's not more important than God. God gave you the job. God gave you the home. God gives you your finances. God gives you everything. He gave you a spouse. He gave you everything, your children. It's up to us to say, God, I will love you.